And yes, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I want to welcome you to the Vegan Body Revolution Show, where we're going to show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet while saving the planet at the same time. Now, you've tuned in to part two of my interview with Frank Medrano. Now, who's Frank Medrano? He is a man who sports one of the sickest, leanest, most ripped six-packs you have ever seen, and he does it 100% on a vegan diet. In this episode, he's going to share the rest of his diet and how he achieved such a ripped physique and how he continues to maintain 4% body fat. That's right, you named it, folks, 4% body fat. Check it out.
And that's that meal. I actually have another meal after that, and that's before bedtime. It's not right before bedtime, but it's more towards the night. I know it kind of goes against a lot of people with eating after a certain hour, but for me, and it's almost always the same. And I'll give you three options of, you know, some people are always asking, well, what do you eat late at night? What can I eat, you know, for protein, or what can I eat to help fuel my muscles and to burn fat? And these are the three options that I always use. Option one is I'll have some vegetables along with some hummus, and I'll just dip it, and I'll just have that as a snack, not right before bed, but, you know, semi-night. That way I don't go to bed hungry or anything like that.
And now, when you say veggies and hummus, are you talking about raw veggies?
Yeah, raw veggies.
And what's your favorite veggies to dip in hummus?
I like broccoli. And, you know, and it's raw too, and, you know, some people might not like it, but I personally love it, dipped in hummus. I do some carrots. I'll do some green beans. Even I know it's raw, and some people might not think it's different, but I'll still do those. But for the most part, those are the ones I do. Another option too is I like sweet potato or wild yams, and I'll have some of that, and I'll have that with some almond milk. And another option is I'll have a healthy cereal, you know, obviously one with very low or no sugar at all, whole grain cereal with some almond milk or soy milk unsweetened. Almond milk, I'm a big fan of almond milk, so I always buy the unsweetened brand, and to me it just tastes better, and, you know, no added sugar, so I like to do that. Or I'll have some nuts and a few raisins or craisins mixed in also. So those are the options I use at night.
So I got a question for you. First, let's go back up to the sweet potatoes. Do you cook the sweet potatoes, or do you eat those raw?
No, I cook them.
So bake them. So baked sweet potato or yams.
I steam them.
Oh, you steam them. Steamed. Okay.
Yeah.
Steamed.
I steam them.
Steamed sweet potatoes. All right. And then the cereal. What's an example of one of the cereals that you prefer?
I go to like Whole Foods markets and like Trader Joe's. I don't know what's in the area over there, but fresh food. Then I'll get like whole grain cereals that are like pretty much like whole grain.
What's an example of one that you're eating right now? What's your favorite? The brand and the type of cereal that it is.
This is a Trader Joe's one. It's just a whole grain oats corn flakes that I get personally at Trader Joe's. But if you go to if anyone's looking for a cereal, a healthy cereal at the store, just look for a whole grain, either a cornflake or Cheerio type thing, where it's like all whole grain and no sugar added, and it's just plain. But what I do is I always I'll use like unsweetened almond milk, so you don't get any sugar. You don't get any sugar from your milk. You don't get any sugar from your cereal. If you want to add a little bit more sweet to it, just you could add maybe a little bit of banana into it, but it's natural sugar. So that's what I do. That's what I do for my.
And then you also mentioned like raisins sometimes too.
Yeah, at night I don't do so much, but I mean, I'll just put just a little bit, just a little hint, or just a little bit of banana.
Cool.
That's
Little. And then,
that's my last one.
wow, man, that's 7 meals. 7 meals you eat in a day. That's pretty cool. And what's your water intake like?
My water intake is pretty, usually, like a lot of people ask, how much water do you need to drink, whatever. I always tell them, everyone's different. Everyone works out different. Some people work out, some people don't work out. So obviously, if you work out, you need to take more water.
Sure.
So I don't give people exactly the right quantities they to drink. I always tell them, you just drink when you're thirsty, and don't wait till your body tells you that you're thirsty. You drink when you need to drink. So me personally, I drink maybe, I would say, 1.5 gallons of water a day. About 1.5 gallons of water.
How do you pull in that much water every day? Do you carry a gallon bottle with you everywhere you go?
I carry little, one of those water bottles that you just keep refilling. So I just refill it over and over.
Cool. And then
I'll just refill it over and over.
So of course you know how much water you're drinking because you're counting it. And then you just drinking it throughout the day.
I just drink it throughout the day, and I just keep refilling it and just keep drinking it throughout the day.
Do you ever time it with your meals, or do you just drink it whenever you feel like it, eating a meal or not?
No, I just drink it whenever I feel like it. So I'm not too concerned as far as like how much water I need to drink by a certain time or with what meals. I drink it just throughout the day. It's like, that's my number one priority. I just drink when I need it, and I don't worry about it.
Awesome. And what about multivitamins? You doing any multivitamins? Are you doing any omega-3s or omega-6s or omega-9s,
no.
Anything like that?
No, I don't do anything like that. Before I was vegan, I would think about that, and I would like start taking, I would take vitamins and omegas and stuff like that, but that was because I felt that I needed to, and that was because I was still in the mindset where, like, I need to take that. I need to take my vitamin to be healthy. But if you're on a plant-based diet and you're eating your fruits and vegetables and you're eating healthy, there's no way, I personally don't think there's no way, you don't need to be taking multivitamins or anything like that. You're going to get all of that from natural plant-based foods.
Very cool. So that means so you haven't, ever since going vegan, you haven't had a single supplement besides the Sun Warrior protein, but you haven't taken any supplements at all, right? It's just these foods that you described.
It's just these foods. That's all I need. You get all the vitamins and minerals from those foods. You get the sufficient amounts of protein in those foods. You get all the energy from those foods. I mean, fruits have a lot of energy. It's really underestimated. I know even people who eat meat who know that fruits are filled with fuel you with energy and stuff, and I know that they know, but it's really underestimated as far as the power that fruits really have, because a lot of times people are afraid of eating too much fruits because they think it has a lot of sugar, but you got to take into consideration as well, I mean, fruits, You're taking a natural sugar that your body is going to use and process really quickly. You're not taking artificial sweeteners or artificial preservatives or stuff that, you're getting from other foods that is going to take and tax your body like a lot more. So it's, people really underestimate the power that fruits really have. I could eat fruits all day, every day, and not worry about getting fat or losing a six pack, because if you're working out, you're working hard, you're going to burn all of that real quick, and you're going to be using so much energy, and you're going to just feel a lot better. And I really do recommend people to eat their fruits. Don't worry about the myth about eating too many fruits of getting fat or getting diabetes or whatever. I think people just keep eating fruits and take advantage of all the benefits.
I think that's really good news for a lot of our listeners who have also heard the same thing. They're afraid of fruits, and they're afraid of the sugar, the possible sugar content in it. But what you're saying is that fruits are utilized in a much different way in our bodies than other typical sugars that you can OD on very easily. So if you're saying this is a man who's got a crazy six-pack and keeps it 24/7 all year round, you can eat as many fruits as you possibly want, and you encourage everybody else to do the same. I think that's awesome. I think that's great news. Yeah. What I also love is that you're not taking any supplements. That's really good news, because I can't tell you how many different supplements there are out there, and a lot of our listeners are probably going, they're probably expecting to get on this show today and figure out, well, what are the best supplements to take and what brands are going to work for me, and you're telling them you don't need them. You don't need them if you're getting a good enough variety of fresh, healthy vegetables and nuts and things like that, right?
Exactly. And you know what? One thing I did leave out is a pre-workout supplement. My pre-workout supplement that I always do is one apple. I have one apple, I would say about 20 to 30 minutes right before my workout. That's my pre-workout supplement.
Okay, so you got, yeah. So what you said before was you have a banana and a natural granola bar before the workout. So you have a banana as well? Or I'm sorry, an apple as well?
I do have one apple, maybe about 20 to 30 minutes right before my workout. That granola and that other apple or banana, that's maybe 2 hours before the workout.
Got it, 2 hours, okay. Got it. Okay, cool. Well, that's good. That's good. So you're a big fan of apples for supplying energy. That's for sure. Okay, well, dude, this is awesome. This is really, really cool, because you know what? What you've presented here is a very, very variety-filled nutrition plan that I think anybody who would eat like this would feel more than satisfied. Do you ever get hungry eating like this?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, do you ever get hungry eating like this? I can't imagine how you would.
Not really. I mean, I'm always satisfied. I'm never craving anything, any fast food. I'm never craving anything. I'm always satisfied. I love what I eat. After you start eating healthy, you eat, you know, plant-based foods. A lot of, you know, you just enjoy them so much. And it just satisfies your body, because it's giving your body exactly what it needs, and you don't crave anything else. So I'm always satisfied. I'm never like starving or anything like that.
So you've heard it. That is Frank's complete nutrition strategy for how he maintains and has created his insane six-pack at 4% body fat. Stay tuned for the next episode for part 3 of Frank Medrano's interview, where we talk about his exercise routine. How do you train to get the physique that you have? Do you do cardio? And if so, what kind of cardio? How much and how often? Do you do weight training? If so, how many reps? How many sets? What kind of exercises? I go through and help him answer all of those for us, so that you can have that information and do the same to your physique. I will see you on the next podcast. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. Thank you so much for listening.